This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Nanaimoites have the opportunity to be part of a revolutionary new program that is teaching literature, philosophy, and art history to people at risk of homelessness, physical and mental illness, and addiction. American journalist Earl Shoris started the Clementi program in the United States in 1995. It's a college-level course for non-traditional adult learners, created in the belief that the humanities are key to fostering citizenship. The Vancouver Foundation is one of the principal sponsors of the Clementi course in Nanaimo, along with Vancouver Island University and the Nanaimo Youth Services Association. Mark Blackhall, a professor of liberal studies and political science at VIU, is the academic coordinator for the Nanaimo Clementi program. He's on the line with us today. Welcome to People First Radio, Mark.
Thanks for having me on.
Mark, the second class of the Nanaimo Clementi course ended their year on April the 3rd in the spring with a small ceremony marking their accomplishment. Tell us about that year.
Well, it was a small group, but a very dedicated group of about 11 students. And throughout the whole year, we sat together and we grappled with some very difficult readings, and we explored them, and we learned from them, and we learned from each other. And it was incredibly productive, I thought, and everybody really enjoyed it and got quite a bit out of it. I know I did. And so in the end, we had a celebration up at the Vancouver Island University campus, and got to toast each other's success. And I think in all, it was an excellent year.
What's it like? I guess you're someone who's observing the participants in the Clementi course. What is it like to be a Clementi course participant?
It's a good question. From my perspective, I can see that it's a little intimidating at first for many of the students who come. I know I've been meeting some students for the September course, and you know, it's a bit scary. Many of the people have not; they may have taken, dropped out of primary school or high school, or may, in some cases, have done some university or even completed a university degree. But a lot has happened in their lives since then. And they're understandably intimidated by the experience, and so at first it's scary. But then over the first few months, people get more comfortable with each other, and they get more comfortable speaking about this material and getting excited by it. And then a community develops, and I can sort of see people becoming, you know, talking at the lunch prior to the class about the material for that day or from weeks past. So you can see that it starts to sort of spill over into their non-class time, into their lives. And that's really great. I can see there people are building confidence, and they get more comfortable with their writing. And by the end, I think they sort of feel like they've gone through something together, that they've had a kind of intellectual and yet also personal journey with each other, and gotten to know each other, and had fights with each other, and disagreed about ideas, and done so, you know, happily learning from each other or agreeing to disagree. So all in all, I think I see a subtle change in people over the year, and the growing level of comfort.
Mark, the Clementi course began in the United States and it's been around for a while. How did it end up at Vancouver Island University? What was the process involved in bringing it to Nanaimo?
Well, it was a very long one, the details of which, most of which happened prior to my arrival at VIU. But it was a dedicated fight by many people. Anne Levitt was instrumental, the Dean of Social Sciences, in getting it started, as was Dennis Silvestrone from the Continuing Education up at VIU. And other people were involved throughout different stages. Clay Armstrong, a professor in English, got the initial courses through the Vancouver Island Education Council. So a lot of people were involved, and I think in total, It took about 7 years, and in the second or third year of that process, a number of people, Anne Levitt and others, brought Earl Shores to speak on the campus and about the Clemente course in the States and his experience of getting it started, and that kind of spurned interest, and then there were other obstacles. So it really was a long process. And then 2 years ago, we secured some funding from the Vancouver Foundation and continuing education and the social sciences up at VIU decided to just put the money into it and to get it off the ground. So a number of people were involved, and there was a lot of sweat done by others, not by me.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm joined today by Mark Blackhall, the academic coordinator for the Nanaimo Clemente course that is offered at Vancouver Island University. Mark, tell us more about how people can become involved in the Clemente course.
There are different avenues. I mean, the course is designed primarily to service the social service community. So we intend, ideally, people should have, if they're interested in the course and they have a social worker or a counselor, addictions counselor, or whatever it happens to be, if somebody works, helps them gain employment, that person would be the ideal person to fill out a form, to contact me, and I'll give you my information at the end, and to get a form, fill it out, and send it to me, and then I'll contact the student. If people don't have access to that and they fulfill the requirements, then they can just give me a call and we'll sit down and talk about the course and go through a very, just get to know each other and make sure that people know what the course involves and how much work it involves, and I'll make sure that they fulfill the requirements and they can start in September. Really, we have a few spots in any case.
The Vancouver Foundation, you mentioned the Vancouver Foundation earlier, it provides funding for the course, for the operation of the course. Now, the foundation published an article about the Nanaimo Clemente class of 2009 in its spring magazine. You sent me that article. One of the participants, Doug, was quoted in the article as saying, "I'm speaking better because of this course. After my accident, I couldn't say a whole sentence without stuttering. I couldn't remember things. I couldn't read or write properly because by the time I finished the sentence, I couldn't remember the first word. Now I read a lot. My family is happy that I'm doing something and asking what I'm going to do next." Tell us more about the benefits of participation in the Clemente course.
I think they vary quite a bit depending on the student and what the student has been through. And in Doug's case, I think Doug really did benefit from the community and from the opportunity to speak and the regular, structured way in which they were asked to read some material and to come prepared to talk about it to the best of their ability and to read it to the best of their ability. So I think people benefit from being challenged, first and foremost. That I think we're kind of saying to people, look, this is a university course, and you're capable of doing it with assistance, and we're all capable of learning from each other. And then they benefit also just from the community that develops, from the fact that they are taken very seriously, that their views are taken seriously and listened to. And that they're asked to support their views by reference to whatever we're reading, and people get a sense that they can come in with a certain view, and it's okay to also change and shift and to learn from others. And on the whole, I think that produces both confidence and community. At least, ideally, I hope it does.
Mark, we just have a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you share some of your contact information?
I think this is a good opportunity for people who are perhaps just not sure what they're doing, but looking for some new challenge. And people may not have thought of taking a university level course, but this is. I think people can be surprised by what they're capable of and how interesting it can be. We get professors coming down from different departments, from liberal studies, philosophy, English, from creative writing, from history, art history, who talk about what they're particularly interested in and have kind of expertise on. But it's mostly a seminar, a discussion that we have with the professors and between the students. And so you get exposed to a lot of different things, and that can be stimulating, and you might it might open up avenues for people. So it's if people are thinking about potentially taking the course, and then but are uncertain, let's say, about taking a university level course, that I think people would be can surprise themselves. That's the hope that course that will generate confidence and create avenues for people.
Now, what's the first day of classes?
September the 9th. Wednesday, September the 9th is the first day of the class for this year. And the course runs, the first course runs from early September to early December. And the second course, which is on different topics, and then as a follow-up, runs from early January until early April.
And your contact information, Mark?
My number is 250-619-7735. And if people would prefer to email me, some people do, and it's often easier, my email is mark.blackell@viu.ca.
Mark Blackell, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. I really appreciate that.
No problem, Kevin. Thanks very much.
All right, and good luck in the fall with your new class.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mark Blackell is a professor of liberal studies and political science at Vancouver Island University. He's also the academic coordinator for the Nanaimo Clementi program.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.